Police officers were among the bystanders in Berkeley today as about 75 models were photographed in the nude to bring attention to the planned removal of oak trees to make way for a new stadium. Bay Area photographer Jack Gesheit's ongoing The Tree Spirit Project depicts unclothed people and trees together. He joins us live now on the KCBS Newsline. Thanks for being with us this evening. First of all, let's start with some background. What is The Tree Spirit Project?
Hello, this is Margie, yes?
Margie, yep.
Margie, hi. The Tree Spirit Project is my name for just simply a collection of photographs showing people in communion with trees, and it's our connection to nature, how important trees are in our lives. We take them for granted, and I'm making dramatic photos with nude people, very tastefully done. Of course, it's a strange image to think about until you see the photographs, but for the past 4 years, I've been making these photographs.
And so where have you shot?
All over the Bay Area. I live in San Francisco, and I also just traveled back to where I come from originally, New York, 10 years ago. I was there this past fall to make a photograph there as well, back actually where I grew up. So that was kind of a sensation because I went to high school there, and the police ended up on the scene there after the fact. But today was the first time that police had told me in beforehand that I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Now, what happened? I understand there were no arrests, though, today.
That is correct. The police behaved very professionally, and I was thrilled to see, although they gave me a warning, and that was a little dramatic moment I haven't experienced before a picture, but my hope is, who knows, you know, what was in their minds, but they decided not to interfere, not to stop us or arrest us or anything. They gave me a warning, said we were going to be in violation of, and I don't have this exactly right, it's not a verbatim quote, but it was public nudity and, I think, trespass. But I know for sure it was public nudity was the warning. But they didn't end up interfering when we went ahead and did that anyway.
Now, there are lots of groves of trees all over the Bay Area. You picked this one in Berkeley for a reason.
Yes, I did. And that is, it is the, I learned about it actually in the media. There have been tree sitters there for 3 months drawing attention to it, and I went over there to see what it was. I obviously care about trees very much, and this was a very specific grove in my own backyard, and I found out this is the last remaining grove of mature native live oak trees still in the Berkeley flatlands. There are many trees up on the hills and many trees in the Bay Area, but this is one that's still in our city community. And I just feel strongly, as they do, that we can have our new gymnasium. It doesn't have to be in exchange for these trees. We don't have to kill trees to put in a new building. It's one site, but it's not the only site. And in fact, as the SaveOaks.com people can explain, and it's on their website, it's not even the ideal site. It's not the safest. It's too close to a fault line as well. But my guess, and this is now personally, there's momentum. Once they're going ahead with a plan to change it, it's going to cost time and money. And, of course, you know, reasonably the state doesn't want to do that. But I think the community can speak up and say, no, this is really important. We do care about trees. They're lovely. They're beautiful. It's the Memorial Grove. The people who put in the stadium wanted to have trees ringing the stadium. It's lovely to be there. I invite people to go see it. And please let your opinions be known. If the community speaks up, then the community will out, whatever it may be.
Now, your project, the Tree Spirit Project, this is actually one step further, because this is actually getting political here.
Yeah, I didn't make a choice. I'm going to be political. It comes from an emotional place for me. And I say, go to the trees. I mean, I invite people to go over and take a look for yourself and talk to people on the ground or just walk among the trees and say, you know, this is really beautiful, of course. I mean, that's the irony, is no politician would say I'm against trees. It's kind of, well, again, but politicians represent we people. If we as a community speak up and say we love trees, they're really important. They're worth even millions of dollars, which some people would say they're not, but then they just keep going away, and then we have completely urbanized cities that aren't as livable, and ultimately it's a bigger environmental issue as well.
And you describe your shoot as tasteful. How did you juxtapose the nude models against the trees?
Good question. In this case, I mean, there are always several factors I'm juggling, and sometimes I'll change midstream or some of the participants. They're all volunteers, by the way. None are paid models. People who just go to the Tree Spirit Project website, which is treespiritproject.com, are moved by the pictures and read what I'm about and understand, wow, this is sincere. And
So are they hugging trees? Are they sitting in front of trees?
Yeah, what were the positions of the body? Thank you. In this case, I actually, I'm always extremely respectful to people, again, ordinary people who pose, so I wanted to be aware of the fact that there was a lot of press and TV cameras, so I asked people to just lie down on their bellies. So it would be, you know, what I would kind of jokingly call a PG photo rather than an R-rated photo. And I personally, you know, nudity is not a big deal for me. I'm a photographer and an artist, and I have two professional photographer parents, so it's no big deal, but I try to be respectful of the community as well. So it was, yes, it was in public, absolutely, technically that's true, but it was under a grove of trees. The only people that were around were us and the police, and I just figured, you know what, we can make a beautiful photograph of people lying on the ground and just being in the earth, the same earth from which the trees spring, and ultimately our bodies as well. We're all connected.
Where can we see your work?
TreeSpiritProject.com, and I'm currently looking for a gallery representation here in the Bay Area. Oddly enough, I have a gallery in New York and one that will be showing this summer in Maine, in Northeast Harbor, but I'm looking for a place here to show these images, which, ironically, so many of them were made here where I live. But I've been much more focused on making the photographs than I have in getting gallery representation.
All right. Well, good luck with your project. We've been joined on the KCBS Newsline by Bay Area photographer Jack Gesheit's ongoing Tree Spirit Project.